Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen up, folks. Shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast. You might catch 15 minutes here, an hour there. But if you want to hear the whole 3-hour show, check out the podcast. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods. And be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast again. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. We got Eddie House joining us at the bottom of the hour, the NBA champion and now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, so that'll be a lot of fun. But before we go there, we're going to stick with the NBA, but we're going to go to the other coast. I mean, Eddie being, you know, won his championship with the Celtics, played with the Heat. We're going to the West Coast to talk about the Lakers. And Rob, the Lakers have now lost. Yeah, they've lost 8 of their last 10. And there was a story today.
Chris, Jimmy Butler didn't even play yesterday. My God.
They lost to the Heat last night. I watched that game. Butler didn't play. And they've now, like I said, lost 8 of their last 10. They're 3-9 since they won the in-season tournament. And Rob, they're a half, basically tied with Golden State for the 10th spot in the West. And of course, that means the final play-in spot. And so there was a story today in The Athletic saying Darvin Ham, in his second year, has, they even said 6 sources said that he is at odds with the players, and the players are questioning him, his rotations. And,
I was impressed that he like had that. Chris 6 sources on the story. That's
it was 2 guys,
right?
You know, Jovan Buha, who's a friend of the show, and Shyam Charania. So between the two of them, they had 6 sources.
That's a lot of people.
Yep, but I'm gonna say this: that's ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous. Just 2-3 weeks ago, you won the freaking in-season tournament.
And they were splashing champagne like it was going out of style.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, he can't coach? I mean, really. Rob, to me, first of all, Darvin, last year, y'all got to the Western Conference Finals with Darvin Ham. This year, you won the in-season tournament with Darvin Ham. Why don't the players look in the freaking mirror at themselves?
Because it's never
your
their
roster
fault.
Is nice. Whose roster's better? You know why Denver better than y'all? Because Jokic is better than anybody you got. You know why the Clippers are better than y'all? Because they're stars. They got more stars than you. They got three legit stars. You got two. Boston's younger and deeper. We can talk about a few other teams. Milwaukee, their two stars are in their prime. Only one of yours is. But your roster is not bad.
All I heard was that the Lakers won the offseason, Chris.
Right.
That's all I heard. Oh, look at the changes.
Can you look in the mirror? Can you look in the mirror and say, what can we do better? I mean, seriously. It doesn't make sense that 2 weeks ago this dude could coach and now all of a sudden you want him out. And this is the thing. It's emblematic, Rob, of today's players. I mean, we heard it a week or two ago with Kevin Durant. KD, in fairness, we didn't hear it from his mouth, so maybe it was just
BS.
Yeah,
but you always know, Chris, there's always like nowadays.
A leak, an agent,
yeah, there's
somebody.
Something out there. You know, like that stuff gets out there because it wants to get out there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think there's – whenever I start hearing stuff now, I'd be like, okay, like it don't have to come straight from his mouth, but they let people know, put it out there, and then it's in the water.
And I'm like, Rob, like with Kevin Durant, like I said yesterday, I do not want to hear another trade request from you, bro. I'm sorry. Because we're running out of teams for you to go to, because you're only going to go to one of the top ones. All right? I don't want to hear it. And I want players to look in the mirror and say, we have to be better. Lakers, shoot better. You're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league. Shoot better. I know you work on it.
And, Chris, the Heat come to town. They're on a road trip. Without their best player.
Like you said, no Jimmy Butler.
Without Jimmy Butler, really? And then they got
Jaime Jaquez, the rookie. Their roster was better than yours last night?
Right. No way, no how. And they got worked in the fourth quarter. Worked over like a burger and fries.
Yep. I mean, come on, man. I just get – and I'm not saying obviously there's times when coaches should be fired. But every slump, we can't be like it's the coach's fault.
No, your point is already well taken, okay? And I know they haven't won anything in the championship, but last year they got off to a bad start, got all the way to the Western Conference. They just didn't match up with Denver, okay? Like, they weren't going to beat them. If you remember game one, Chris, Anthony Davis had 40 points, and that was an L. So they weren't going to win that series, okay? Period. And then you talk about what they did in the in-season tournament. They won. That wasn't 3 months ago. A couple weeks ago.
Right. Y'all, like you said, they were celebrating darn near like it was a
championship.
Like it was at least a conference championship.
Chris, I had not seen so much cheap champagne thrown around since I went to Jonas's wedding. You know what I mean? Nothing, Alex, nothing.
I mean, that's all I'm saying.
It's not
saying.
That funny.
And again, I'm not saying that Darvin hasn't made some mistakes.
Who hasn't?
I'm just tired of, like, when the Lakers, and the leader of the Lakers is LeBron, and sometimes whenever LeBron's team's struggling or don't look like they got a championship in the bag, I start hearing rumblings. Need a new coach. Need
change
new
some
players.
I mean, let's get rid of eight guys. Yeah, let's do it. We got to mix
come
this
on.
Decks up.
And to me, everything LeBron does at this point is gravy. I mean, Rob, I know that goes against your philosophy of, well, what if he wins a championship? You know, we're going to hold it. We're going to give him praise so we can hold it against him if he loses. To me, this is different. Dude's 39. I don't expect him to be good, let alone great, which he still is. So everything he does is gravy to me at this point. But I get tired of every time your team don't look like the championship is going to be handed to you on a platter. It's like you got your birthright is to win the championship. How about you go win it? You got Anthony Davis?
I'm with you. I just, when you got when they got Anthony Davis, you thought, okay, him and LeBron, you got your big two, Chris.
The one right, out, and got, you the build one out, around
and you build around those guys, and it just doesn't seem that.
Austin even with Reeves, that, Torian Price, D'Angelo Russell, Jackson Hayes, Rui Hachimura, Jared Van, these are good role players.
I think the biggest point you make is about LeBron having a birthright, that there is no birthright that you have to have a team to compete.
Right.
There is not. Why?
Rob,
you don't think that, you don't think that's for everybody? For everybody. I used to always say this, Chris, and I don't know if you – I remember when, you know, everybody wanted Patrick Ewing to win a championship.
Yep, yep.
And I remember saying – I think I wrote a column. Charles Oakley deserves to win a championship too. Like and what I was saying was that guy gave his – Chris, you know what
yep.
I'm – his all. Nobody dove for more balls in the stands, stood up for his teammates. That guy didn't want to win.
Right.
It ain't only just about – I was like,
right.
You think he's the only guy who wants to, who deserves to win?
And I get that this, you know, Ewing obviously
– No, and I'm not knocking Ewing, right, but I'm just – My point but is there are other people who want to win too is my point.
That's all I'm saying. And I don't feel like any other stars, I mean, that we feel like, oh, we got to get them, you know, get them more help. Get them, like, it's all the time. And I'm like, when Michael Jordan was in Washington, Rob, was there, I don't remember that this outburst of, oh, they got to go get more players. It was like, you know what? They're not going to win the championship.
Right, and that was
but
it.
But let's just enjoy watching Jordan at this late
Chris,
stage of his career.
There was none of that. They could have easily tried to revamp the roster at the midway. None of that happened. Here's the roster he's playing with. They went 2 years. They didn't even make the playoffs with Michael Jordan. I mean,
that's just
– and that was it. There were no big trades, no midseason shakeups, no coach getting fired, Chris. None of that. None of it.
That's all I'm saying, man, is like, and LeBron is playing well. He's playing very well. But I'm sorry. A two-week slump isn't, I don't want to hear calls for the coach to be fired. And if this reports, I mean, six sources is hard to deny. The players, look in the mirror, please. Look in the mirror and play better.
And pop that pimple on your face. They're looking in the mirror, aren't they? I'm sorry.
All right. But Rob G, where you at on this?
This is your team,
you're
right.
You're probably with them. Oh, get rid of Darvin. Get rid of Darvin.
No, Darvin ham sandwich is what Rob G's
called. I've
been
down on Darvin ham sandwich for about a year now.
See, there you go.
You were down on him when y'all went to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, because the reason why things turned around is that he basically dumbed down everything that they did. They played the obvious rotations. They ran the same defensive set over and basically funnel everything to AD, and we can't do anything else.
No, but they got to the Western Conference
Finals. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is that's the most basic thing. Like, that's me
well,
as a casual fan.
You do what's best for your team, though.
Sure, and that worked. And then this season, if he would have just built off of what they did last year, they brought a lot of the same roster back. They could build on it and do some things. Instead, he's trying to reinvent the wheel and put a whole new offense in, and he has this infatuation with Cam Reddish, who can't shoot, but he can defend all right. But we just gave $48 million dollars to a guy who can't shoot and plays defense, and Jared Vanderbilt. So I don't understand.
That ain't him. That would be Rob Pelinka.
Why would you not play the guy you invested in? Why would you play the vet minimum signing guy who's been bouncing around the league for 4 years? Like, he has this idea of how he wants them to play, but he's not coaching the team he actually has.
You just criticized him for going basic last year.
No, because that worked. So it's
I know, but you talked about it like he was just rolling out the basketball.
No, when he does the things that make the most sense, it works. But he seems like he's trying to show how it's his team and it's his imprint on the team. It's very similar to Josh McDaniels.
I think he's searching for some stuff.
So now, is he not doing the most obvious things, Chris?
Well, that's what last year it looked like you're set with Russell and Reeves and LeBron and Hachimura and Davis. And maybe if you want to throw in, you know, now you got Torian Prince, you could move him in for D'Angelo Russell, or you got Vanderbilt, whatever. I agree. It looked like last year they had a good group to build on, but let's keep it real. Y'all went to the Western Conference Finals, got swept. And everybody was like, we got to make changes. We got to be better. Nobody was saying, oh, let's just build off of this. Next year will be better. And understandably, because you're older. But that's the thing, is like in this mad rush to get LeBron another championship, it's like you don't let things play out. Darvin probably feels like, man, I got to make changes, or they, rightly so, or they going to fire me. Because last year wasn't good enough. It was fine. It was as far as you should have went. But it wasn't good enough, so now it's like I have to make the changes to get us past that. And those changes have backfired. And look, here's the deal. They play 10 of their next 12 games, or I think last night might have been the first of a 10 out of 12 game stretch where you get 10 of the games are at home. If they are bad in this home stretch, I don't think it was right, but I don't know if Darvin will survive.
Are you serious?
I don't. I mean, they made Westbrook a scapegoat. And we understood. We said he never should have been there in the first place.
Nah,
we were down the hall.
Yeah, we were down on that from Jump Street. That wasn't even a second guess. And it wound up being as bad as it could have been. All right.
My just philosophy of life, take responsibility for yourself. And Lakers, look in the mirror, blaming the coach. Y'all just won the freaking in-season tournament. Whatever that's worth, you won it. Now look in the mirror, buckle down, play some better defense, rebound the freaking basketball, play to your strengths, your size. Heck, if LeBron and AD, I don't know if they're upset or not, go talk to him. Go talk to him. But all these stories and leaks, man, come on. Ridiculous. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the odd couple. Should Darvin Ham's job be in jeopardy with the Lakers? Odd couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox. Should Darvin Ham's job be in jeopardy 2-3 weeks after they just won the in-season tournament? Your thoughts, 877-99-ON-FOX.
All right, Chris. Flipper, do you remember this show, Chris?
No.
It was about a dolphin, and I hated that Flipper, that dolphin. I wanted to get him caught in the net, but then I was like, that wouldn't be nice. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the show would be over, too.
Yeah, show would be over. How did they make a show out of a dolphin?
When was this? Online this was before for you right my now. Time.
Man. Yeah, Chris, you're
when
a little.
When was this? The 50s?
No, it wasn't in the 50s. It was in the 70s, wasn't it?
It's like 70s.
Yeah, early 70s.
This was the 70s?
Yeah, Pete Online 2 for you, Rob.
I know, right? They're going right. to. And when I wear my fur coat to Vegas, they're going to throw paint on it.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris and Rob. First time, long time.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
No doubt. Happy New Year to you guys.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say and get right into it that like Darvin Ham's job shouldn't quite be on the line just yet until he makes the necessary changes and we see how it goes from there. But I think one of the biggest changes that he might need to make that I feel like would take a lot of humbleness on LeBron's part is I think LeBron should start becoming a player coach like Bill Russell and start coming off the bench and letting the young guys play.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Man, are you serious? This is not 1967. There is no way, and LeBron, I have nothing but the utmost respect for LeBron. If anyone could do it today, it'd be LeBron. There is no way a player could coach an NBA team today, like a player coach.
And
egos, brands, agents,
there's too much
exactly. Salaries, not to mention the how much deeper the film study and the schemes are. Man, come on.
Chris, look at the difference. Back then, go look at how many coaches were on the bench when Bill Russell was coach. Chris, like, they got 20 coaches now. They got 20 coaches right. for a basketball team, almost as many coaches as players.
There is no way. Rob, am I right?
No, just, I'm with you. There's
on
not.
Any level. And it's not to disrespect the coaches, the players today.
No.
Bill Russell couldn't player coach today.
No, it's a different animal. Yeah, remember.
It's a business.
We talked about it before, Chris. There used to be two other coaches. That was three coaches. That was it.
And you didn't have to worry about all the free age. Everything you got to worry about today? No.
Yep. Jason in Duluth, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jason?
Guys, I say this every time I call. It's like the fifth time I call. Your program director needs to record this, listen, and give you a raise.
Wow, that's awesome.
Raise. Did y'all hear that?
Hey,
raise.
Scott Shapiro, raise. Are you listening to the show? Oh, I'm sorry.
Raise.
Why?
Wait, only them? Only them.
The
okay.
The whole show.
Hey, you heard him.
Hey,
just saying.
Hey, Jason, why do you say that? Why? No.
Well, first off, you guys are in touch with everything that's sports related. Like, take a guy that's sitting outside of his son's AAU basketball practice at 7:30 at night, like listening to you guys tells you something right there.
we appreciate it, yeah, man. No thank doubt. You.
Well, so I'm gonna start this out, and I'm gonna try not to gag. Because I'm from Chicago, I'm from the South Side, and even though I live in Minnesota now, Michael Jordan and the LeBron James comparison has got to stop. Because here's the deal. You know, maybe LeBron is not Michael, and we get that, but let me ask you this. Who was the Iron Man of baseball, the guy that no one ever criticized?
Cal Ripken, right.
Cal Ripken. And now we look at LeBron James in his 22nd season. You got to look at it. How many coaches does each of them have? 8. Cal had 8. LeBron has 8. So let's stop comparing coaches and this and that and the other thing because it's really hard for these athletes to come in and do these things. Now, while I don't think that LeBron is Michael, I will say if we look at the Iron Man in basketball, it's LeBron James, bottom line.
Oh, he's definitely the Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that goes without no
longevity,
doubt.
Longevity.
Thanks, Jason.
There has never been a player at this age or stage of his career to be close to as good as LeBron. Never. He's got that one for sure. All right, Eddie House at the bottom in a few moments, actually, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's an NBA champion, a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, also a color analyst for the Boston Celtics. We welcome in our man, Eddie House. E House, what up, brother?
Yo, yo, what's happening? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. We looking forward to a great conversation here. Let's start with this, because we just had a caller call in and bring up, and we'll get to Darvin Ham. Rob may ask that question next, or I'll ask it when he's done. But we know Darvin, according to report, is on shaky ground already in L.A., which seems ridiculous. But one fan brought up, one caller, that maybe LeBron could be like a player coach. And Rob and I said, Eddie, we think it is absolutely impossible for a player to be a coach today. First of all, off the court, you got the branding of the different players. You got contracts. You got so much money being made. You got, you know, all egos. And then even just the how much more strategy and film study and everything that's involved today versus 1968 or whatever. I mean, are you with us on that, or do you actually think a player could coach today? I'd be a player coach.
That's, you know what's funny is that y'all act like 1968 guys weren't doing the same thing that they are doing now. They might just be able to treat their body different. You know, you do have a little bit easier way to watch film, but they still are engaged the same way. But I agree with y'all.
I was about to say.
Like, I know. I was going to say, Eddie threw us a curveball, but he came around.
I say all that to say I agree for this reason. No, I'm going to say for this reason. If there was going to be anyone that could ever do it in this era, like how Bill Russell did it, right?
About 40 dudes did it. So it wasn't just Bill Russell. It was commonplace.
I said Tommy Heinsohn. I'm shouting out Celtics right now. Okay, so Tommy Heinsohn, he did it at the same time. So what I'm trying to say is, this is the thing, is that if LeBron was to do it, these youngsters, and it's crazy to say this, I just feel like they don't respect the game the same way that back in the day guys did. You know what I'm saying? We're in the information era, so it's the instant gratification. It's what have you done for me lately? Yep. I don't care if you did these things or this thing. I don't care what you have. It's just, hey, I can't listen to you. Oh, you are just an old head now. You don't really know what it's like.
Right, you
know
you're jealous because you didn't make the money that we make. All kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's probably the reason why it couldn't happen. But if anybody was able to do it or should have the cachet to do it is LeBron. Number one, he's a student of the game, man. He understands basketball. He knows the history of the game. And a lot of these youngsters don't. I mean, I've talked to a lot of guys that don't know a lot of things about the history of the game. They're just living in the moment.
How about, speaking of LeBron and the Lakers, why are they so bad? There's a story out that some of the players, the six sources, that they've disenfranchised themselves a little bit with Darvin Ham already. This guy took them to the Western Conference Finals. They won the in-season tournament this year, and now there's grumblings because they're 17 and 18. And really, since that in-season tournament, Eddie, have been awful. What are they, 3-8, right, in their last 11?
What's the issue?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, and that's a great question, because if there's players on that team that don't want to listen to somebody that has been able to put them in a place of success, which he has done, we've seen the Lakers be a whole lot better than what we thought that they would be with the roster. If you look at their roster and compare it to the rest of the rosters, it's not a great roster. Everybody starts talking about Rob Pelinka. Look at what the great job that he's done and all of this thing. How has he done a great job besides the win in the bubble and the in-season tournament? I want to know what they really done. Has it been more of a LeBron James elevating everybody else's game, or has it been the roster? I think it's the first. I think it's been LeBron elevating everybody else's game. Think about the in-season tournament. When LeBron was playing crazy, like he was running through a brick wall, what happened with everybody else's game? It elevated. Well, when that subsided and now we're in the rigors of the regular season, where is the elevation of everybody else, right? Because he shouldn't have to always make you elevate your game at this age and stage in his career.
What about to the players looking in the mirror, including LeBron and AD? Like, why? They just won the in-season tournament. Like you said, they just got to the conference finals last year. Now, all of a sudden, Darvin Ham don't know what he's doing?
No, that's crazy. I think that's media-driven. You know what I'm saying? And I know we in the media right now, but that's local media is what I mean by that. Not national media, not people that are looking from a 30-foot-thousand lens, but somebody that's in there all the time. That's, you know, you have to have something that's driving your stories, okay, at the end of the day. And, you know, it's not a knock on that. For what you have to do, if that's what they see, because they're there every day. We're not. You know what I mean? They are dealing with that team, and they're seeing what that team is doing. They're listening to comments and things like that. And for me to believe that all of a sudden Darvin Ham can't coach, all of a sudden Darvin Ham, his message is when they just won the in-season tournament, right?
Right.
The message was loud and clear when they got that 500. Right? When they was able to get that 500,000, it was resonating. Now, all of a sudden, a month later, it ain't resonating. Or a month and a half later, it's not resonating. I'm just not getting that.
Eddie, maybe because the champagne dried up. You know what I mean? I mean what? They celebrated like something went on big, right? I mean, it was a free-for-all. Eddie, amazing.
Let me ask you this, because you're with the Celtics, and they've been playing well. But their only loss recently was to Oklahoma City. And I think the big question out West, particularly when the playoffs start, is going to be, are Minnesota and Oklahoma City for real, right? Or are they too young? And Minnesota is not even that young, but, you know, OKC, are they too young to really be a threat? Or do you think they actually are a threat to Denver and whoever else you might think could win the Western Conference?
Let's believe what we see. What do we see? What do you see?
They look good.
What does Rob see? You see
Jay
something
is an
that's
MVP
like, man,
candidate.
Yeah,
and
no,
Jaden Williams and Chet, they look good.
You're looking at a team that can play, right? They believe in they coach. Their coach is young. His message resonates. His stars are relaying that message to the role players, and the stars are balling out. I mean, say I watched the game. You know, I had to work it, so I'm looking at Shea, and I'm like, man, I don't know how we really didn't have an answer for him until late in the fourth quarter. I don't know if you guys watched that whole game, but late in the fourth quarter, Jason Tatum took the challenge, and besides free throws, I mean, I'm gonna tell you, Shea didn't really get no money after that. You know, once he locked in on him. And then it was different. But at the same time, they had Giddey out there getting off. They had Jalen Williams out there getting off.
Yeah.
Chet hit two big threes, because now when you're running that pick and roll, when they talk about the pick and roll with the Celtics, you say, oh, well, poor Porzingis, he could either take advantage in the pick and roll or he could stretch the floor. Chet can do the same thing. And so when you have a guy like Jay and the way he could score whenever he wants to at every level, back to the basket, at the rim, mid-range, and three, and he defends too. I mean, they're legit. That is a legit basketball team, and anybody that thinks they're not. And the cold part about this, the coldest part, they got so many assets that they could even add and bolster that roster. And they can make a lot of noise here in this Western Conference.
Let me ask you one thing. Ty Lue was named Western Conference Coach of the Month, and the Clippers, do you like what he's done and where they are? I mean, 13-2 after, what are they, 0-5 to start? And everybody was questioning, like, oh, my God. I like Ty Lue a lot, but this team is rolling.
I was one of the guys that was questioning, hey, is this going to work? But I think the fact that T. Lou knows exactly how to do it. He presses the right buttons. But then also the players made their adjustments. You know what? Russ said, hey, man, I'm going to go to the second unit. Because we know
huge
there was no
news.
Way that it was going to work.
That was the key, Eddie, I think. That was the key.
I do. I believe that's the key, too. And there was no way that that was going to work. But then T-Lou still presses all the right buttons with that, with those matchups, with those different units and things like that. So I think they figured it out. And that's what usually happens when you get talented players that are very smart, that have high basketball IQs, and they want to win. And they put the team in front of themselves, you'll find ways to succeed. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. Because I didn't think they would. I didn't think it was going to work. But, you know, they proved me wrong.
All right, Eddie.
That's our man, Eddie
Thank
House.
You, buddy.
Great stuff, man. Happy New Year again.
Same to you guys, man. Take care.
Yep. All right, Eric Bieniemy. Rob, eventually, pretty soon we're going to start talking about coaches and who's getting the new jobs. And his name should be right there around the top of the list. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios on a TV theme song Thursday. And Rob, you have something to say about Eric Bieniemy, who is on the coaching staff of the Washington Commanders, who are bad. They're 4-12.
But Chris,
Kansas City has not been the same since he left last year. So, what are your thoughts?
I think that should bolster him. Like if you're an owner or front office people, don't look at Washington, Chris. Look at Kansas City, and give this man some credit, as Charlie Hayes would say. Because they don't look like the same team. And Chris, you could talk about schematics and you know, schemes and all these other things. But maybe Eric Bieniemy is a good old-fashioned coach, Chris, who will kick you in the butt, get you motivated, and get everybody in shape. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
I'm serious.
I totally agree with you.
And that's why he cried. All the people were crying in D.C. And then now they running a country club in Kansas City, and nobody feels – Like, I think that he's had a major, it's been a major impact that he's not in Kansas City. I really do.
I think the first time I brought it up was talking with Richard Sherman. And I said it on our show about how he said they need that tough cop, you know, and Andy Reid's not that tough cop. We saw early, like you said, the Washington Commanders receivers were upset because he was so hard on them and all that. But it's so bad, Rob, and now everybody has recognized it, that Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, he actually floated out there that maybe once the Commander season is over and this coaching staff is presumably fired, that maybe Bieniemy goes back there just for the playoffs and helps that staff. Now, I don't – look, I'm
I
not –
I can't see that
I don't
happening.
Know how to play. Yeah, I don't like that. I think it's hard to walk in the door when everybody knows, oh, he's supposed to be the tough guy. He's going to get everything in order. That's just a lot.
It's too now, much. Greg it's too Jenny much to
said
ask.
He thought it could work because he's already been there and they know that's how he is. But I would disagree. I Greg was a player. I wasn't. But I just don't think that would work. And I look, Rob, I would think he would be in line for some of these head coaching jobs. No doubt about it.
You're
right. I agree. I think any smart person would look not at Washington because they just don't have much talent.
Right.
But look at Kansas City and how much they miss him.
And say, what? They won a Super Bowl last year. They've struggled? What?
And they only lost Juju.
Right.
I mean, Juju's a nice
But come
player,
on. But it can't be just about Juju. I'm sorry. Mm. Maybe Juju Beans, but it ain't about Juju Smith-Schuster.
You Rob is up in here practicing.
For the show?
For his party. Trying to drop these in my spirit so that I'll say them when I roast him. That's what you're trying to
I'm
do.
I'll be ready. I got some comebacks, too. I maybe should have the mic.
I
got
to come up with something.
You'll be all right. Rob G will help you.
Start working on it. Oh, hey, Rob G, you want to go up there with me?
No.
Look at Rob G.
Rob G going to be looking fresh, though. Fresh tux.
He ain't wearing no tux.
I'm going to break out the Ralph Lauren suit with the Ralph Lauren button down. Look like $1 million that I got it all from Ross or something like that.
Right. That's all. Nobody knows where you got it from.
Right.
You going to wear the nice LeBron sneakers I bought?
No, he ain't wearing those.
No.
Why not?
I'm more likely to wear
Laker colors.
This is honest. I mean, 100% serious. I'm more likely to wear my Timberland boots because I know there's going to be a lot of tall brothers in the room and I don't want to get lost in the sauce.
Right.
I need that 2-inch boost on my Timberland.
Wait a minute. So you're not wearing J's?
Yeah, you do.
The J's are not going to give me the 2-inch boost, Rob.
All right.
You could wear some Air Force Ones, you know, the elevated ones now.
They put
like an inch, 2 inches on the heel.
I say, think about those J's. Most people are going to have J's on. You don't want to be left out.
But they're going to have nicer J's than me.
What are you talking about? What size are you?
Rob's J's going to have
9.5, Rob. I'm guessing your old ones that are 13s.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I might get you a new pair.
Wow. I wear a 10.
Look at Chris. All right.
Jimmy Jordan's this time.
Not bored. All right. The last time I got to hear that. My God.
We got an hour left. Tyshawn Tower is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.